The State Department of Corrections says taxpayers spend millions of dollars on medical care for frail or dying inmates who no longer pose a risk to the public but are not eligible for parole. But bills before the legislature would allow felons who require advanced medical care to be paroled to a nursing home. Chris Gouts is with the Michigan Department of Corrections.
Prison is not the best place to receive health care.
Gouts says there are 100 to 150 inmates who require constant monitoring, dialysis, or other expensive treatments that would be less expensive in a nursing home setting. I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.